This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 6. This is letter number 1621, Baruch Hashem, dated the third day of Sivan, Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter from the 12th day of Iyar, and I was delighted to read in your letter that you are putting in efforts to influence in your surroundings in the army as far as the matter of fear of heaven, Yiras Shamayim. And for sure, you will strengthen and you'll add more energy for the coming days. And we know that the measure of good is greater than the measure of punishment. So if our sages tell us about, when they talk about the days of the heels of the Mashiach, heels of Mashiach means at the end of the exile, they say that there is no day in which the curse, in other words, the bad, isn't more difficult than the day before. So how much more so that we have to add more and more to draw down the blessings in every day and day, not only so that we can nullify the negative, the curses, but God forbid, but also to add light and energy and to make the end of our exile closer, each one and one according to their ability. I mean, the person is writing to the Rebbe is responding, that he says that you feel, that he feels, this person is sort of, that the words that he speaks aren't really coming from the heart. You know, he's not so. So the Rebbe says, number one, first of all, there is an expression by my father-in-law, the Rebbe is saying to him, that it is prohibited to speak Lashon Hara, even on any Jewish person. So also on yourself, you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara on yourself either, number one. Number two, even if you are correct, the Rebbe says, so your argument does not follow that the people that are in your surrounding and those that you influence, they have to not be, they're not guilty, they shouldn't be suffering just because you're not speaking from the heart. Why should they be suffering? And they should be lacking. So it's sufficient that you're causing yourself damage by the above, but you shouldn't add, without adding through it, another loss of others. And God forbid you're going to stop your activities and in words of that you are trying to arouse people, that you're saying. But on the contrary, you have to add more and more. Don't stop just because you're not perfect, because you don't feel yourself worthy, and that's why you're going to do it. But together with that, you're supposed to put a lot of effort in various different ways that fit your godly soul, your nefesh habahamis, your body, your physical body, that each one, you know, has somewhat of an understanding, of a knowledge about his own standing, at least a little bit, and therefore you can find various active ways to bring to come the proper goals that you become better. So you should work with yourself. And I'm going to lean on the ruling of our sages of blessed memory. They say, Yogaito umotsoso tamin. If you put in effort, and then you will find, believe, that's going to happen. If you work at it, you'll be successful, basically. So for sure you'll be successful in this. Especially that the merit of the community whom you are arousing for Torah and mitzvahs is helping you as well. This should be your comfort, the Rebbe says, in your situation. And I am leaning on the explanation of Maimonides, the Rambam, which is brought down in many places in the Hasidic literature, that in essence, every Jewish person wants to fulfill the will of the Blessed Hashem. However, the Yetzer Hara is waging war with him. And sometimes it forces him not to conduct himself properly. Also, look into the Tanya, chapter 41, page Nun Chesom Adalf. And this is what he writes. That the unity of the soul and its inclusion in the light of Hashem, to be one with Hashem, that's the desire of every Jewish person in the truth of truth, totally with whole heart and the whole soul. This is a natural love which is hidden in every Jewish heart, wants to be connected, to cleave to Hashem. So, therefore, no, up to this is what is important for our matter. So the Rebbe says, I'm going to look forward for good news that you're continuing your work to bring the heart of Jewish people close to the Father in heaven, and slowly but surely you're also feeling a betterment in your own situation. Based on the above, so it's self-understood the response to your question, whether you should continue to be in the position of a rabbi, he wanted to drop it because the Rebbe said, for sure, you will continue and you'll put with more force in good deeds, with proper effort, and for sure, you will be successful. With blessing for receiving the Torah, b'simcha b'primis. So it's amazing. The Rebbe doesn't let anybody off the hook.
No.
He doesn't let anybody off the hook. I mean, if you're going to say that you don't feel successful, you don't feel honest, you don't want, the Rebbe says, you know what? Work, become honest, work on yourself, do. But don't let it out on other people. If you have the ability, go ahead, sit and do what you can and help the other people to reach the goal of being closer to Hashem.